It's 2018, and if you're not listening to Totally Driven Radio,
you have failed this city.
Every day I'm shuffling.
First girl to make me throw this cash. We get money, don't be mad. Now stop, hating is bad.
One more shot for us, another round. Please fill up, hook up, don't mess around. We just wanna see you shake it down. Now you home with me.
First girl to make me throw this tag. We get money, don't be mad, now stop.
Every day I'm shuffling.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Shuffling with McNutty and the Hammer Show featuring the director. We're live from Cedar Park, Texas, broadcasting from the Texas State Open at the Post Tavern on Whitestone Boulevard, Cedar Park, Texas, just outside of Austin. A beautiful weekend. Happy Labor Day weekend to all you folks. I am here with you. The Hammer's at home. Maybe we'll hear from the Hammer. Maybe he'll give us a call. Is the director. The director is playing right now. He's the four-man draw is going on. They are, we're down into, we got one, two, three, four, five, six. We got 4 teams on the winner's side. I think we have 8 teams in the loser's side left. Yeah, something like that. But we're playing and going on live right now. 718-508-9883 is the number to give us a call. 718-508-9883. You could be part of it. You want to talk to somebody on, somebody here, you let us know. You give us a call. We are on blogtalkradio.com, the Totally Driven Entertainment Network. Hey, director, how's it going?
It's going great, I'll tell you.
There you go. You have a certain winning glow to your to yourself today. Tell me some stuff. How are the boards treating you?
The boards are treating me pretty well, I'll tell you. And yeah. that glow is just Corona.
Well, there you go.
You know.
Corona is good too. The down here especially, it's the breakfast of champions. Here we are, me and the director. I just took a photo on up on Facebook for you, so you know that we are indeed really here. The lovely Robin is over there taking pictures. She is the owner of Wooden Spoon Catering and Wooden Spoon Crafts. You like the shirts that McNutty and the Hammer, featuring the director, have. And she can do them for you. Check her out at Wooden Spoon Crafts on Facebook. You can do it. She can do it. Everybody can do it. So that's another question. So earlier, we had the all-northern four-person team. It was Neil Federer, who actually he's back at the hotel resting up. He should be on later. 883. That's 718-508-9883. We're here. We're going to be taking your questions. We got. We'll see if we can get some guests in here. It looks to be. Let's see. Guess it's a little after 7 on the East Coast. It's a little after 6 where we are. And look at the clock, and you'll know what time it is where you are. You know. Well, we'll be here for a couple hours live from Cedar Park, Texas. The Texas State Open. On the Shuffling with McNutty and the Hammer, featuring the director show. A Pollock walks into a bar.
This is that ice cold Michelle fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls. Masterpiece, styling, violin, living it up in the city. Got chucks on with Saint Laurent. Gotta kiss myself, I'm so pretty. I'm too hot. Call the police and the fireman. I'm too hot.
dragon, wanna retire, man. I'm too hot. Say my name, you know who I am. I'm too hot. And my band bought that money. Break it down. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Don't
Welcome back to Shuffling with McNutty and the Hammer, featuring the director live on blogtalkradio.com on the Totally Driven Entertainment Network. Have a seat, pal. There's some headphones for you. We, day two of the Texas State Open here at the Post in Cedar Park, Texas. Yesterday, we have the results from the Division I AB draw. Let's see, Mike Taylor and Gordon Titus came in fourth, David Kaitan and Billy Kidd.
Lagging Lily Kidd.
There you go. Let's see, Jim Macnack and Brian Callaway. Second place, Marcus Zepeda and Stan Hallberg.
Stan Atterbury out of DFW.
No, Hallberg.
Oh, Sheriff Hallberg.
Jesus. How could I forget Sheriff? Yeah, we'll have him. He's got tequila floating around here somewhere. So we'll have him getting on the show. Division II AB results. Let's see. Charlie Butera, he won.
With Albert Castillo.
Albert,
you know where they're from, John?
You know, I have a feeling you're going to tell me. Tell me.
They're a couple of pirates from Canyon Lake, Texas.
There you go. Let's see. Bill Kelly and Titus.
Lisa Titus.
Lisa,
of Houston.
It. Yep, Bill Kelly, IVN, Havertown, Pennsylvania. But the guy, the handsome fellow that you hear on my right, is not the director. The director's shooting. But I do have Mr. Ron McMahon Jr.
Thank you, Sean. Man, great to be here. It's so cool you guys have set this up at the Open. This is awesome.
Yeah, man. So last time we talked, you were doing your league is getting all set up. You guys are giving back to the community through your shuffleboard league and all. I just saw recently you purchased some new equipment for the league. What's going on down there?
Boy, it seems like your show just triggered a lot of activity since we last talked. First of all, our league is called Hill Country Shuffleboard League. Hill Country Shuffleboard League. Our motto is shuffleboard with a cause. We have eight teams out of four venues, two VFWs. Shout out to the 8800 and the 8573. Our local bar, Midnight Express, is right below the dam. And the Lakeside Golf Course, actually, we have a board there that supports two of our teams as well.
Awesome. So I know one of the last times we talked, I'm going to say one of the hot buttons lately that people seem to be asking me. Anyway, I get emails and stuff. People are asking about attracting new players, you know, about bringing other people into the game. I mean, as we look around the room, it seems that, you know, we got some of the next generation, if you will, in here, and they're in here to play, you know. But what are you guys doing as far as attracting new talent to your league to keep it growing?
Well, we do a couple of things. Most notably, most recently, we adopted 2 miles of highway in our community, and we did our first draft pickup about a month after we last spoke, and it went really, really well. It was really, really hot, but the next one is scheduled for October. It won't be so bad.
Fun. I mean, and that's what it's about. I mean, I played a game and I lost, but even losing and having fun because it's a great environment.
Hey, I didn't mean to cut you off, but I did want people to know Mo is he's an aspiring chef, and I've seen some of the dishes. I live, you know, pesky little 1,800 miles away, so I don't get to actually taste them. But you were just on a Celebrity Apprentice type cooking TV show. What are you going to tell them about?
Well, like I said, I attend the Art Institute of Houston. I'm doing an associate's degree. And we had a competition, and there was 150 entrants. They took the top 12. I was one of the 12.
They took you on your looks, of course.
Well, obviously. So they flew the 12 of us to Atlanta, where we competed in different divisions. And overall, I finished second out of – so basically, I finished second out of 150 people.
Awesome.
I got to meet Jaleel White, a.k.a. Urkel.
Oh,
who is a good friend now, and he hits me up when he's coming into town, and he told me I haven't gone to California, but he's like, hey, if you're ever in town, hit me up. But it was a great experience. I mean, it was awesome.
That's very cool.
This all started as therapy for me. You know, I spent 21 years in the military. I was a cop for 24 years. You know, had some stuff happen, couldn't work for a while, and somehow I ended up in the culinary world, and it has been my calling. I mean, I'm loving it.
That's great. Well, it's an art. Like anything else, it's an art.
So, Mo, do you mean other than being a shuffleboard player?
No, I'm a chef. I'm a retired cop first. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm Air Force first, retired cop second. I am culinary. I'm a culinary/chef, and then I'm a shuffleboard player, and then golf because my golf game is real bad.
And a hell of a karaoke singer too.
No, I wouldn't say that, but
well, I would.
I'm almost at that point though.
Well, a few more drinks and we'll all be at
the other room. Hey, it starts at 9, so I got 2.5 hours to get. Oh, yes, it's going to be a good night.
It's called warm-up.
Yes, yes.
You have to practice, just like you have to practice on,
everything.
Shuffleboard.
Everything.
How about a bracket update? How far can you get out there? Let's take a look on the winner's side.
Who do we got? Who do we got? Listening?
Well, we've got the four unbeaten left.
You're not going to be able to take the. You're not going to be able to take the headphones.
Marcus Cepeda looks like he's on the bottom.
That's my Calcutta. That's right.
There you go. You got enough there now, Mo? There we go.
All right, I got it.
Okay. Mo Moore with the bracket up.
So in the semifinals, we got Mike Taylor playing David Jr. On boards 3 and 4. And below that is Stan Atterbury versus Marcus Cepeda on boards 7 and 8. That's your four teams to the far right. On the other side, we've got Senior waiting on the winner of Doug Morgan and Dave Ramald. And then you got Dave Kaiton and, wow, Gordon's still in it. Gordon and his team. So that's your final 7 of 8 teams right now.
There we go.
I counted 9. 1, 2, 3, 4 in the winner's bracket, 5 in the loser's bracket. So we're getting down to... Yeah, inside 10 teams. We started with 20 teams here.
Yep.
Yeah, we started with 20, and we're down to 2, 4, 5, 6, 7, and this last one will be 8.
We had a credible sponsor sell $12,000, I believe. Oops, I'm breaking up.
$5,000.
this is Bay Ragney of Totally Driven Radio. And I'm here to let you know about a person you might know as one of Philly's cheesesteak kings or the TV personality, but I'm letting you know about a good friend of the show's and mine, Mr. Tony Luke Jr. He recently released his own song rendition of the Bob Dylan classic, Make You Feel My Love, which is now available on Apple Music, Spotify, and iTunes. He recorded the song for all individuals who are struggling with addiction and their families. 100% of all the proceeds that are made from this recording is going directly to fund the Brown and White Initiative, hashtag Brown and White, to end the stigma associated with addiction. Hashtag end the stigma, hashtag love the addict, hashtag you are loved, hashtag you need something.
When the rain is blowing in your face and the whole world is on your case, I can offer you a warm embrace to make you feel my love.
I'm Black Man, saving man's eyes, one stereotype at a time.
To the Black Mobile. To the corner of Martin Luther King Street and Malcolm X Boulevard. Pronto.
Will Black Man make it to the crime on time? Or will he be on CPT? Stay tuned at ChrisFraleyPresents.com.
Attention business owners, website owners, event promoters, or anyone looking to promote your product. The Totally Driven Entertainment Radio Network is the perfect way to spread the word of your business around the world. That's right, you can advertise at our network and be played on all of our shows at rates that are so cheap, it's a no-brainer. For more information, contact Bay Ragney at bayragney@gmail.com. To keep your business driven, stay driven with Totally Driven Entertainment.
Are you a fan of Sherlock Holmes? Letters from Holmes offers unique, one-of-a-kind letters from the world-famous detective himself. Handwritten on 8.5-inch by 11-inch aged parchment paper and using smudge-free ink to produce original, high-quality letters that fans will treasure for years to come. Each letter is handcrafted and written from the perspective of Sherlock Holmes, mimicking Holmes's native tongue and embracing many of the famous detective's quirks, quips, insults, and peculiarities. Order a love letter, birthday greeting, personal correspondence, or more only at www.etsy.com/shop/lettersfromholmes.
Looking for that perfect gift for your girlfriend? Then look no further than Teddy Scares. Teddy Scares are available in a variety of styles, sizes, and prices for all your shopping needs. Teddy Scares are a mix of cute and creepy to make a great gift for almost any age. Board up your windows, lock your doors, and log on to TeddyScares.com. And be sure to become our friends at Facebook.com/TeddyScares.
Calling all comic book fans. Do you collect comics? Did you ever collect comics? Do you think your children might like reading comic books? Do you even know they still print real, paper, non-digital comic books? Well, then visit the Pirates of Ontario Street Comics in Philadelphia. We have a massive collection of comic books, action figures, trading cards, and much more. We have one of the largest stocks of back-issue comics in the area. We bag and board every new comic book at no extra charge. Our store is voted the best comic book shop in the 2013 PHL 17 Hot List Contest. Part of the movie Unbreakable is filmed in our store. We are open 7 days a week. Ontario Street Comics is located at 2235 East Ontario Street in the Port Richmond section of Philly. Our phone number is 215-288-7338. Type in the words Ontario Comics Philadelphia to check out our wacky stores page on Facebook.
All right, and we're live back at Cedar Park, Texas, the Post Tavern for the Texas State Open. You're live with Shufflin' with McNutty and the Hammer featuring the director on Totally Driven Entertainment Radio Network, blogtalkradio.com/totallydriven. You can talk to us at 718-508-9883. That's 718-508-9883. I'm sitting in with my friend Ron McMahon Jr. That's Chef Mo sitting in on the side over here.
Yo, yo.
And we wanted to talk... We wanted to talk about the. We got this.
Oh,
there
oh,
we
no,
go.
Sir.
All right.
Oh,
we wanted to talk.
Okay.
You had some stuff, Tommy?
Yeah, just some more information for all the shuffleboard world out there. We have a friend named Chris Briggs who has cancer in Houston, and we just did a 50-50 raffle for him. And we're also raffling off a set of Federation weights you can still buy tickets tomorrow for that. For those of you who don't know Chris Briggs, he said he's from Houston, and he's just a joy. He's a wonderful spirit, just a hilarious guy, and he makes every party better and just extremely popular. And just wanted to let him know the whole Shuffleboard family's got prayers. Our prayers and thoughts are with him. Let him know that, and with Jersey as well, who's by his side. And we're thinking about you, buddy. And man, if anybody can trick cancer, you're the man. So get well soon and come see us again.
Did you guys do a GoFundMe or any of that for him other than you know the money that's being raised here?
I don't know, but I would like to say that he needs this instrument that I understand is worth about $5,400. So we're trying to get up to $5,400, but I'm not familiar with a GoFundMe. But I would like to have a shout out to Jim Lynch and Ronnie McMillan who are matching the raffle or whatever we're raising, and whatever we come up short, they're going to fill in. Again, that just shows you how special the Shuffleboard family is.
Gotcha. We got Jim Lynch, All-Star Shuffleboard. Actually, I just talked to his wife Megan, and she's going to try and get the old man over here to sit in and maybe tell us some stories.
Daddy Warbucks.
There we go. Uh-oh. The director's got a look.
Uh-oh.
That could not be good. When the director has that look, that just means that something went wrong.
He's seeking someone out, and that's never good if you're on the other end of that.
But yeah, for those of you that aren't in the Texas area, and our friends out in Oregon and Washington and all over, All-Star Shuffleboard, they do tables. They do
wax.
Yeah, they do the wax.
I buy all my wax from them. I also buy my spray. Jim Lynch, I've bought miscellaneous parts from them, and very easy to work with. It's very fair pricing.
We certainly have enough. All-Star is good. They're good people. You know, Shuffleboard Federation, Johnny McDermott and those guys, they're good people. And then Ross and Summit. The Summit people, they're all good people. And it's really a community.
And you are rocking the Summit shirt, by the way. So just so they know, you are rocking that Summit shirt.
Do you know what this shirt cost me? You know, you spend $800 on a shirt and you get a set of free weights.
Hey,
you know,
I'm all down with it, baby.
Yep. It's you know, well, actually, I actually had to pay extra because they only make them in 2X, so they had to take a tent and sew it. Cut it to fit and sew it.
Stop it.
So that it fits. Because my ample bosoms, they feel constricted in a regular 2X shirt. So, you know, so Ross was, he said, no problem. As a, you know, it's a Coleman 2 person, it says on the back. So, you can't pick on yourself. Who can you pick on?
Anybody who lets you?
Yeah, well, you know, and you do a good job of it the whole time I'm here, Mo.
That's what I'm here for.
I guess all those years in the Air Force.
I treat you like a booger. It's okay. I'll just pick away at you.
I hear. All right. So what else? What else? Tomorrow we got the singles.
Singles, yeah.
We got singles going on. And let's see. Pro Division, Division One, and then Division Two. Okay.
Three divisions total. I think registration time is what, noon?
Yeah, well, if they're not here now, they're not going to make it.
So,
for tomorrow,
no, there's people that are coming in tomorrow. BJ's coming in from Houston tomorrow because that's all he does. He's too good to play in all these other events, so he'll be here tomorrow.
You know, although BJ isn't a you know, he's not a friend of mine on Facebook. I see his posts.
Dude, everybody sees his posts.
I gotta tell you, he's got
pot stir.
Yeah, buddy,
that is the epitome. He is the epitome of getting. He's a controversial kind of guy. It doesn't matter whether it's politics, sports,
He took a swipe earlier today saying, what's this with ones being captains on the four-man team?
Yeah, see? Yeah. That's what he does.
I tell you, man, I love BJ, man. He goes right to the areas that need to be looked at.
Yeah. He doesn't pussyfoot around. It doesn't matter what it is. He calls it like it is.
Well, we're both Tiger Woods fans, so you can't be all bad.
In political terms,
and,
they call it.
And I love y'all in spite of that.
In political terms, they call that shock and awe. It works in war. It also works in Facebook. As a lot of my friends would know, because I am in Facebook jail. Right.
Are
now.
You?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-oh. What'd you do?
Well,
what'd you do?
This time, believe it or not, this time.
It wasn't your fault.
I really was.
Here we go. Yeah.
Okay. I was in an adults only private chat room. Look at that.
That's delicious.
take me far away. Now I feel the wind blow outside my door. Meantime, I leave my woman at home. And Tuesday's gone with the wind. Oh, my baby's gone with the wind.
Tuesday.
listeners, for the Friday night, Labor Day weekend, live from the Post in Cedar Park, Texas, Shuffling with McNutty and the Hammer, featuring the director, and additionally, we have Canyon Ron.
Hello.
Ron Jr., Ken Lake, thanks for having me, Sean. I'm having a blast sitting in with you.
Ah, dude, you got to sit in with us. You got to sit in with us tomorrow and Sunday.
I have a bracket update for everybody if we're ready.
Yeah, go for it. Give them the bracket update.
In a tiebreaker, David Jr. advances. David Jr.'s team advances to the winner's bracket final over Mike Taylor. We're down to 8 teams. And we'll have another semifinal done here shortly, but that's the movement we have on the bracket board right now.
All right. There you have it. Bracket update brought to you by, who is it brought to us by? Let's see. First Call Security Solutions. Here, local in the Cedar Park area. They're a proud sponsor of the Texas Open at the Post in Cedar Park, Texas.
Recommended, what a catchy name for injury lawyers. If you're injured in an accident, this guy's the go-to. They support Shuffleboard here locally.
Yep, there you go. We actually have I have a bunch of people to thank, you know, for allowing us, you know, allowing this stuff to happen. Rich and Jerry, that own the they own the Post here. They've been real good and real hospitable to us Philly people. Of course, you know, Kel and the IVN, IVN.org, the East Coast Premier Shuffleboard Establishment. I got to thank Totally Driven Entertainment and Bay Ragney. He lets me come on and take care of this, do this little fun thing. But Wooden Spoon Crafts and Wooden Spoon Catering, Robin Brute, she does all the catering for the tournaments at the Ivy, and she does the official Shuffling with McNutty and the Hammer featuring the director. She does all of our koozies and our shirts and all that stuff. And I got to thank you guys for listening, because without you guys, we don't have a show. You wouldn't know that you're listening, because apparently either your Obama phone's expired or, you can't make a phone call. But if you do want to talk to us, 718-508-9883. Ladies and gentlemen, the director.
How's it going, guys?
You can lift that up. You know, it'll go right
there
up to
go.
Your level.
There we go.
Aren't these the coolest chairs?
I love these stools.
They go up and down,
and they give a little bit.
For us,
with a little more cushion for our pushing, I'll tell you.
Yeah, buddy. So I saw you storm out of here. I'm assuming that your game did not, or your match did not go well.
Let's just say the winds of change did not blow in my favor today.
Okay. There you go. Well, you know what? There's always tomorrow, fella.
There always is.
Hey, looks like you knocked off some good teams, though, that you took out with you.
Oh, yeah. We went a little ways. It was all good.
Did some things.
Did some people. Well, yeah. You know.
Yeah, well, you just need to save up your winning streak for Sunday. Because McNutty and the director... It's the podcast team. Yeah. Anyway, so yeah, things are winding down a little bit here at the Post, down to as Ron said, down about, you know, our last batch of
eight. Yeah,
last batch of eight. Hey Treads, get Rich when he's done, or we can get him another day. It doesn't really matter. But tomorrow. We got the singles. You stuff that back in the holder there. So tomorrow we got the singles coming up here. We'll get started in the morning and finish up in the morning, so, for lack of a better.
Well, that's two mornings,
yeah.
Not just one.
Well, two mornings are better than one. You know.
What are you saying? You don't think they'll finish tonight?
This? No, they're not. They're not. They said they're. Travis is hoping just to get to the. To the final, the winner's bracket and loser's bracket.
I see. And, you know, you can put your confidence in Travis Ward. You know, he's an air traffic controller for our great military. And as you could probably tell
from the way he manages the tournament. At one time, he was a drill sergeant for our great country, our great country's military. So, you know, I think if you can bring a whole bunch of planes in safely, surely you can figure out a double elimination tournament.
You getting out of here? Put some headphones on. Sit down, man. Let's talk about your win last night. All right, we'll take that as a no. Albert's not only a handsome fellow, but he's a
reserved man.
He's quite reserved, yeah. Travis, I'll tell you, Travis scares me. He just looks, I don't know what I'm doing wrong when he just looks at me. I'm like, what? I didn't do nothing. He's like, yeah, this time.
Well, I'll tell you, we just figured out why. He's got that drill sergeant voice. That's that voice
exactly.
That you worry about. You don't question that voice when it says something.
I also heard a nasty little rumor that McNutty the auctioneer may be coming back over the next 2 days.
That is a terribly dirty rumor. Terribly.
Oh, no. And I didn't even start it. I heard it through the grapevine. I said, oh boy, here we go.
So who are you gonna piss off this year? I mean, we had Shuffleboard Jesus last year.
Shuffleboard Jesus is my man.
Rocky is in. Ladies and gentlemen, Rocky Weeks, Shuffleboard Jesus, probably one of the best guys you ever met.
Yeah. And one hell of a fisherman. He wears Crocs, though. I mean, you never trust a guy wearing Crocs. I got to tell you. You know? I mean, you can get away with the flip-flops. I don't care if you wear slippers.
Crocs are really only prison attire nowadays.
There was those 3 years where I tore the tag off the mattress. Did a few, yeah. I did some things. So, anyway. So, yeah, we're just riffing. Just riffing it. Hey, Rich, you want to sit down and talk to some people?
Yeah, we should have some bracket movement pretty soon. We're down to 8 teams. David Jr.'s team has made the finals of the winner's bracket side. His team consists of John Bernal out of Northern California, Marcus Flores from Houston, Christopher Gutierrez from Houston as well.
Why is it that anytime, you know what, I'm going to say it. Why is it anytime that a white guy says a Spanish word, they have to get Gutierrez?
Hey, if you want to get your breakfast tacos correctly, you order them.
Pull up a chair, Mr. Rich. We got some headphones for you. Pull up a, sit on down. Ladies and gentlemen, for your listening pleasure, just tap on the front of it. Make sure. Oh, I got to turn them up. That's why. There we go. I had the Mo mute button going on over.
Oh
here.
Oh.
Mo did a while.
Did we have two Mo?
No.
Two Mo?
No. We had Mo Light.
Mo Light.
He was still tame.
Oh.
But we're gearing up for karaoke later. But ladies,
sorry, that's because his wife was next to him. You always get the low key there, you know.
It's exactly what it was. You could see the leash.
And she didn't want to say anything. She just wanted her presence known. Like,
thing is, a good wife doesn't need to say anything. She just needs to look at you, and then you know what you did.
Look,
I call it the laser death stare.
Denial is not just the river into Africa, okay? I'm just telling you. If you don't believe you did anything wrong, you couldn't possibly have done anything wrong. And that's why I'm divorced.
And you know what? Rich,
but I'm remarried.
Rich's wife isn't here right now, so maybe we should take advantage of this.
We got Rich on filter.
Yeah, we can ask him. That's right. Before she shows up, we can get a true answer.
Owner of the Post and a wonderful host, Rich Anglin. Did I say it right?
You did.
I did. Rich, welcome to the show. Thanks for hanging out with us. Thanks for giving us a great sandbox to play in this weekend.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Yeah. I've had a lot of help with it. Everything turned out good.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about some of the people. The only sponsors that we could come up with were the three banners that we saw. So who are the other sponsors of the event that are helping, you know, that we're helping you out that we want to give thanks to?
I've got a advertising TV up over there in the shuffleboard room. That's Central Insurance. They're locally here in Austin. And, in fact, this year, from both my bars, they've saved me $20,000 a year.
Awesome. Wow.
Yeah, so it's pretty good. They're a good brokerage firm.
Okay, good stuff.
Yep, those guys, Mints, these guys here where you put your money in to play the music, the jukebox, those guys gave a lot of money.
Did they?
Yep, they gave back. And, in fact, one of our shuffleboard players here, and he's playing in this tournament. He wants to remain anonymous, but he gave $1,000 out of his own pocket.
Wow.
Well, I know it wasn't the director, so
no.
We can rule him out. But yeah, it makes me feel better for pumping that money in the jukebox. I'm going to pump some more now.
That's right. And just a great group of people, man. Sanders Roofing, they just came up on the screen over there. Kelton, he's a buddy of mine. I've known Tracy and Kim for a long time. And Tracy and Kim own the company, and Kelton is one of their guys, you know, that comes out and evaluates your roof, and he makes sure that everything's good.
Okay.
And he's just an awesome dude, so I told him to support us. And, in fact, they gave a lot of money. They're an event sponsor.
That's awesome.
Yep.
That's awesome. All right.
But if we guess who the anonymous donor of $1,000 is,
no.
Okay, never mind.
Huh.
No, and some of the other guys that helped make this possible, and just a big congratulations to Rick McFarland.
Right.
Everybody knows Rick, and he's the one who put this room together and made the tables playable, good to play on.
Yeah, I saw the videos of him doing the, buffing the boards up and everything earlier this week. So
he's here every day pretty much taking care of the boards. And
I would like to take issue with several of the boards that did not work out well for me today.
Well,
it certainly wasn't me. It must have been the boards.
Absolutely.
So,
you know, that's not the first time I've heard that today.
It seems like the guys that are out of the tournament have taken Rick McFarland out in the back alley.
It is what it is. But, yeah,
I'll tell you,
you have a great staff here at the Post. From the bartenders, they're just magicians. Making sure everybody is well oiled to shoot. You have a great room. You have an entire room of shuffleboard.
It's kind of like a shuffleboard chapel, if you will.
It's
only place in the world that has 12 boards continuously.
So I believe tomorrow we're going to hold service.
Yes,
Father Lager. We'll be saying mass tomorrow morning at board 11.
And on the seventh day, he lagged.
I'd like to read from Paul. This is verse 2:6-3. And it says, "Ye who has hammer and throws it off shall burn in the pit of misery." Dilly dilly.
Dilly dilly.
The gospel according to McNutty.
Now we're on to something. I could do weddings. Think about that.
Please no.
Yeah. There's always bridesmaids.
Maybe funerals.
Funerals.
It feels like one now, doesn't it?
Actually, speaking of funerals, you guys, Ron would understand. But what's the difference between an Irish wedding and an Irish funeral? Nobody?
I give up.
It's one less drunk. Anyway. So yeah,
very
Rick, Rich, we're having, we're having a great time. You put all this together, and we got Sheriff found the tequila. but great entertainment. We're all looking forward to karaoke.
No, Sheriff, there's still tequila. We're good. We're good, buddy.
But we're looking forward to the karaoke later. And, is this the big event for you? I know you have shuffleboard events all year long, and I know you do a big one at Thanksgiving and the New Year's Eve one and all this. Is this the big event for the year, or is there others, or is it all the same? Or we only come down for this one, so I don't know what the other ones look like.
I would say this has the largest number of people that show up, but the first year that we did the New Year's tournament, man, we were busy.
Really?
It was packed in here. Yeah, that was pretty cool. But no, this is definitely our Super Bowl. of shuffleboard. So it's pretty cool to have it every year.
And I, you know, not to keep kissing ass right now, but I will say it. Tell you, we've been coming down here for the past 3 years. We've never had anything but a good time down here. The people are amazing. The shuffleboard is great. You know, it's kind of a little bit of culture shock for us a little bit, but you guys make it seem real easy.
Cool. Well, that's good. Well, that's the way it's supposed to be.
Rich, I'd like to ask you about the St. Patrick's Day tournament. I've noticed over the years, years ago, Cliff Diesel started that tournament. He kind of hosted it, and it became his weekend, and it grew and grew, and to kind of beyond his capacity. And I've just been noticing over the last few years, I was wondering how it was comparing to the Texas Open, if it's caught up with it or not.
I don't think it's caught up to it yet, but it's certainly right up there for sure.
Yeah, I was just noticing it was harder and harder to get a parking spot during the St. Patrick's Day tournament.
Right.
But that's awesome. Yeah, that's what I've noticed, Sean, is that the St. Patrick's Day, it's very similar to this tournament as well, because it's 4 days and it has the AB draw, or maybe it's 3 days, but it has an AB draw to start earlier in the week for the local players to get here and play.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, I mean, you certainly can't. You can't beat this. You know, I know Reno is 10 days, and that's wonderful. Okay.
There's something amazing about playing 4 shuffleboard tournaments in 4 days.
Yeah,
and that's one of the reasons why I came down here again, and I'll be here next year.
Well,
it's you know what, if I'm gonna take time off, I want to get as much shuffleboard in as I can, and doing it at a place with these kind of boards and this many people is amazing.
And again, that's kudos to Travis Ward. I mean, he's really revolutionized the administration portion of the tournament. I remember, I mean, obviously my first several years of playing, it's the number one beef is the wait time. And he's drastically reduced that. And I say that with confidence, because he won the first Bobby Williams Award for his hours of work that he's done on the registration process, how partners are drawn up. How the money's split up and all. He's programmed all that and dedicated all his own personal time to have a system that works. And then I believe that Reno's even using it, and I think we all know the standards that Reno keeps.
And I'll tell you, yeah, someone who actually works in the software field and with the shuffle director and all that, I've been talking with Travis a lot. It is nothing short of significant what he's done, and I will say this just from a standpoint of, it is truly impressive what he's built and how he's built it. And Travis and I had a good talk last night, and I probably learned about more things about running a tournament in 2 hours than I did in 2 years. So, you know, I mean, I will say thank you to Travis just from what he's given me, but it's truly amazing what I see you guys running here and what he's done.
You know, and that makes a huge difference. I didn't even play. They always save doubles for the last event, and I would never play doubles, because by the time the last event came around, it was so late. You know, it's been a long few days, and you just want to get home. Well, now you have to reconsider that, because events start on time, thanks to the drill sergeant, and the tournament moves. He plans properly. And like I said, it's just amazing that he's been able to reduce that wait time, which is the number one criticism shuffleboard tournaments.
No.
Right on. Well, I see we have some other players, other weekend players beginning to arrive from the recently displaced Texan, now residing in Nebraska. I see Kristen just got here. So, you know, the shit's about to hit the fan.
Yep. Keep her away from Margaret long enough.
Yeah. At least till the end of their game, right? So, Rich, before we break up, the show for this evening, let's get some plugs in. We need to let everybody know about the post. We need the website. We need all the goodness so that our people out and about. Clint Miller, he couldn't be here this year, but he speaks highly up in the far northwest.
We miss you, Clint.
Yeah.
Where are you, buddy?
I miss the mustache.
I'll tell you. That's it.
Oh, no, no, no. No, I know where this is going. Stop that.
But yeah, no, Clint speaks about it. So we have, you know, our listeners are pretty much, they're pretty much spread out. USA, Canada. We don't have Al DiBella numbers as far as our listeners, but so few people do.
Who does?
I don't know what to tell you, boys. But we need the people from near and far to know about the post. So let's go. 30-second pitch. Here you go. It's yours. Not to put you on the spot.
The Post Tavern, Cedar Park.
Website?
ThePostTavern.com.
Easy enough.
I would like to add that the Post is also a premier billiards tavern as well, even though, it's, like I said, it's the only place in the world that has 12 continuous shuffleboard. That puts it on top, but it's also a premier billiards place, in case you're into that.
He's not the best color man in the business for anything, kids.
You guys, after this one, what's the next big upcoming tournament for you guys?
You put me on the spot again. I wasn't planning
Thanksgiving.
On any of this.
Thanksgiving. They have a Thanksgiving tournament, but they also have a third Saturday of the month tournament.
He's better at this than I.
If you check the Table Shuffleboard Association website, they have the Post Tavern has a flyer that gives their different types of events for their third Saturdays of the month. The recent one that we just finished was a 4-person draft team with C players as captain. And I believe the next one is September 22nd. It's an add to 3 bring partner.
Actually, were you here for the C as the captain tournament?
Yes, I was. And I'm probably proud to say that my wife won that tournament.
Awesome.
Wow. I'm not going to tell you how I did.
How did that work out? We were talking about that on one of our other shows. How cool that is that you have a C. Go ahead, man. I know you got a business to run. But
thanks, Rich. I didn't mean to steal your thunder.
You're welcome. See you guys later.
Yep.
Thank you.
Yeah, we'll talk to you over the weekend. We'll be here.
Right.
I'll be the fat guy sitting by the bar.
Thanks, guys.
That was Rich, the owner of the Post. He's hanging out with us. Yeah, how did that work out as far as how cool is that having the C's for a captain to pick the team and all that?
You know, I've done this a couple of times, and I think that what I found amazing about the thing is that the C players draft, they don't fool around. They are done in no time. I turned around, I was like, holy cow, did y'all draft already? I mean, granted, they didn't have 20 teams like today. I've done this in the past in some of my tournaments in San Antonio as well. I've let C players captain, and it's just been a great it's been a great experience. Everyone's really liked it. One other thing I also did that we really enjoyed is obviously in San Antonio we have a lot of Hispanic players, so we happened to have a Saturday that fell on Cinco de Mayo, so we did the highest rated Hispanic was captain, and we called the tournament Manix for Hispanics. We had a great time. We gave out pinatas instead of plaques, and made out of shuffleboard weights, and keeping it fun. But back to your original question, C players don't mess around.
You can get away with that down here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Believe me, I checked with my Hispanic brothers first.
No. Back home in the liberal city of Philadelphia, they'd have a sit-in somewhere.
We've been getting along in San Antonio for 300 years plus, so there's no reason to change it now. But they're just a great group of guys down there. It just wanted to do something different, keep it fresh.
Awesome.
That's what they do here on the third Saturdays. They have a different type of event every third Saturday, so it's not always the same.
Well, you got to keep it. You got to keep it moving. You know. Speaking of keeping it moving, this is going to bring us to the end of the Shuffling with McNulty and the Hammer, featuring the director, with special guest Ron McMahon Jr.
Thank you. It's been great, man. Thank you for letting me join you. Absolute blast. I was going to give you one more bracket update before you go, if you have time.
Yeah.
Oh, my mistake. There is no movement yet.
There is no movement.
Yeah. We're still on 8 teams, but
They're all going to probably end up finishing at the same time. But again, thank you, Sean, and my friends back at Canyon Lake. You guys are listening. Want to give you a shout out. Keep it real. Hill Country Chef Board League Pirates. Thanks again, Sean. Thank you, Director.
Right on, brother. Thanks, Sam.
Good to have you hanging out
with us more over the weekend. I think what we're going to try, see, it's tough for us to be able to give a set time as to when we're going to be available. Today, I had to wait until I was done, until the director was most of the way done to get here. So I think we're going to shoot for around 6 o'clock tomorrow. That should give us at least an idea. So check us out on Facebook, to know you'll get the update as to when we're going live tomorrow. Be sure to check the shuffledirector.com for some bracket updates and things like that. You got anything else, Director?
I think that's a wrap for today.
I think that's it.
I think you can check Facebook pages. I think some people are posting some bracket updates if you want to keep updated. Also, some of the shuffleboard regions like Dallas, Houston, San Antonio, Austin, if you need some updates, check it out.
Looks like we have Captain Morgan, the spiced rum, captain here. That ain't gonna work, Mo. Ain't gonna work. There we go. Mo's all.
You can go ahead and talk now, buddy.
Get all these hands out of my
face. That's not it. That's the string, buddy. You're all good.
All right.
What are you, freaking Pee Wee Herman?
Yeah, damn right I am.
Wow.
And I won't
sit and alone with you. Wow.
Want to go to a movie?
No.
Anyway, so we're going to wrap it up for today. Live from Cedar Park, Texas, at the Post Tavern. Director, anything?
No, I'm gonna let Mo send us out.
We got Beatbox Chef Mo.
No, not really.
What do you got to say to finish us out? Give us a big send off.
Bye, Felicia. There you go. And on that note, Shovel McNutty and the Hammer featuring the Director live on Totally Driven Radio. We'll see you guys tomorrow at some point.